Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
That's usually where we would salute and do the pledge and go home. Good night. It's hard to follow Johnny Cash, but I got a couple of stout boys here that we just brought into the studio. I think they can do it. Good morning and welcome to 650 AM WSM. Mark Woods, CEO of Operation Troop 8. Martin Herr is here from Kia of Murfreesboro. And $5,000 to an active soldier or veteran in financial need. We're going to get details on that in just a little bit. Welcome, fellas. Great to see you.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Let you pick up the story on the background of OTA, if you would.
All right. Well, Operation Troop 8 is a nonprofit 501c3. I was active duty myself for 21 years.
And what branch?
Navy. And if you recall, Garth Brooks did a concert on the flight deck of the USS Enterprise right after 9/11 on CBS. It was broadcast all over. I was stationed on the Enterprise when that happened, and the captain appointed me as the assistant coordinator on the military side. So it just blew my mind. I mean, before then, all I did is buy a ticket and go to a concert. This one, I was actually involved behind the scenes and stuff. So I met, you know, Garth, Trisha, Jewel, Steve Warner, John Small with Picture Vision. I mean, just... it really, really fired me up. So started thinking about what I could do. That was in 01, 04. Had a dream. The name Operation Troop 8 came to me. I was stationed in Millington at that time and got everything rolling, got the nonprofit started. We've been going now 12 years. We're approaching almost $10 million worth of product that we've sent over to the troops in the form of care packages. And we're branching out into other areas. This one, obviously, the big Christmas payback. Of the $5,000 that we're putting up to, you know, give back to the vets. And
explain how people who are listening before they, many of them will get to work here in the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Sure.
How that happens, how they go about doing it.
Sure. They would go to WSM as soon as they launch. I believe it's going to be launched today.
WSMonline.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And veterans, active duty, or if you know a veteran or active duty, they can go on and sign them up. Until December the 15th. And at that time, we will take the list and start searching for the winner. There will be a selection process, and then the winner will be chosen, and they will be notified. They have to use it for, you know, obvious purposes of, you know, mortgage, rent, car note, a big Christmas for their whole family. You know, because we're IRS approved, we have to have, you know, the receipts and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I'm you know, retired military. I've been there. I've done 6 deployments. I know what these guys and gals are going through, and that's why my heart's in it, to not stop, not give up, you know, take that hill, if you will, you know.
And I know as a Navy man, you're thrilled to be sitting here looking at an Army football sweatshirt this morning.
I was not going to bring that up.
Huh?
Okay. I was not going to bring that up, but okay.
Go Army, beat Navy.
Hey, yeah. Listen,
we just don't beat them.
You've been way happier in that football game the last 15 years.
Absolutely.
What's it been, like a decade and a half?
It's a great run.
Been a long time. Well, that new Kia guy over there from Murfreesboro is Martin Herr, who just sat down, and we were talking about your family background in the military. For you, probably half the folks in your family have served in some way, did you say?
Well, a good number. Actually, my hero, my grandfather, he came back from World War II and in search of a job, started selling cars. And not long after that, he bought his first dealership. And
what was his first dealership?
It was a Pontiac Buick store in Wood River, Illinois.
How about that?
Yeah, it was something else. I still have pictures of it. You know, he's passed away, but I've got all of his things. And I look at him regularly because, you know, he's really my hero. And he was... a soldier in World War II in the South Pacific. And I figure, hey, if I'm going to get involved in something, let's do something that matters.
Yeah, and my father was in the Aleutian campaign of World War II. Mm-hmm. And I often think about, and I think about him all the time, Army, Navy, football,
right.
and those kinds of things that come back. But obviously, you latched onto this cause immediately when you had the opportunity.
Well, you know, I mean, if I look at my life and the life of the loved ones around me and just people in general, we wouldn't have the ability to do anything that we're doing in this country without people standing up for our freedom. That's the men and women in uniform. So it's only right. You know, I don't need someone to tell me to give. I'm blessed because of people like you, and thank you for your service, by the way.
Appreciate
and
it.
So what can we do to give back? And as a business, we are able to, and we're going to.
Either one of you at the Titans game and the Veterans Day salute that they did over the weekend. I wasn't in the stadium, but they said it was extraordinary. Daryl Worley, who's playing the Nashville Palace tonight, he and Daryl Singletary are going to be together. Kevin Denny's going to join him, but he was there and performed and sang, and it really was something.
Yeah, I heard it was something really special.
So, again, more information can be found at WSMOnline.com, right?
Right, and you can go to my website as well. There's a link on there under News and Events, OperationTroopAid.org. See, you know, go to the background, check us out. We've got, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all the social media. So this weekend, actually, Friday night, we're doing a block party at Losers. Uncle Si is going to be there, and
From Duck Dynasty fame.
Duck Dynasty, right.
For some reason, you're unclean, unwashed.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as erudite as some of us.
The Si Nation, as he calls it. But you're doing a concert there, too, and raising money for us and St. Jude. So y'all come on out to that as well.
So what's going on in the world of Kia these days, other than LeBron James driving around that top-end, was it K900?
The K900, yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic car.
Do you think early morning radio guys would look good coming to work in that?
Oh, absolutely.
Huh?
Matter of fact, I was escorted here by a WSM personnel in a
Did you ride in the back like LeBron does, where it shows him in the back seat?
No, I rode shotgun this time.
He goes to his car, gets in his car to get away from his family so he can have some peace and quiet from the kids. I love that. Stretches out, man.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, listen, that car, it has reclining rear seats. I mean, it's like a recliner.
Does
Lazy.
It really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Massage, heat, cooled, all of it. The only thing you need is a refrigerator.
What are the particular specials you wanted to mention before you get away?
I don't want to mention any particular special. I just want to tell people I'm a new business, and every time someone buys a car from me, my promise and guarantee to the public is a portion of that money is going to be respent back into the community some form, some fashion. So if you're in the market for a car and you want to do business with someone who has a genuine concern for the people around him and wants to make a difference in our world, starting with my own community, then come see me at Kia Murfreesboro, because that's my promise.
The new Kia guy.
The new Kia guy.
There he is, Martin Herr. Third generation? Did your dad sell cars, too, after your grandfather?
You know, my dad tried, but then he ended up getting the music business, funny enough. Here we are.
Oh, that's because he wanted job security.
Probably.
That's why he got the music business.
Nice one.
Yeah. That's right. He should have gone into the military.
Right,
that's with some job security. So once more, Mark, the CEO of Operation TroopAid, Martin Herr's here with Kia of Murfreesboro. Is tell them what they need to know. $5,000.
Right. If you'd like to win veteran active duty, somebody that knows a veteran active duty, you can go to WSM Online or OperationTroopAid.org. Click the link to go back to WSM Online. Sign up, and we will select the winner sometime between December 15th and 20th, and that money will go to the veteran or active duty that wins, and they'll be able to have a great Christmas in courtesy of Operation TroopAid and the new guy, Kia.
My daddy would talk about going to boot camp in World War II. They lied about their ages so they could get off the farm, right? And the war breaks out, and so they call up the National Guard troops. And this bag, when you handed me this troop bag, this is actually what you send the
We wanted to frame everything military style, so we came up with these bags, and it's a little duffel bag, and that's what we send our care packages in, so they can reuse that bag.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.